Welcome back, Hope College Chapel. Yes. Oh, yeah. We're so excited that you're here. We want to particularly welcome any freshman, new faculty or staff, any transfer student where this is your first chapel in the history of your season of Hope College. Welcome them if you are new right now. Yeah. I want to welcome my sophomores. I want to welcome my juniors. And I want to give special love to my seniors this year. Where are my seniors? Yes. Welcome. It's first day of chapel, and I want to just name and recognize that on first, there's lots of different feelings and emotions. Some of you know people, some of you don't know people. We just want to encourage you, wherever you're at, whatever you're feeling, and that's legitimate. You might be feeling close to God, you might be feeling far away from God. You might be coming off the summer of your life. You might be coming off a summer that has been really, really hard. And wherever you're coming in, we just want to name that this is your place. This is your space. This is your chapel. This is Hope College, and we are in this together. So wherever you're coming from, whatever you're bringing into this space, just know that it's yours. And that God will meet you here. I firmly, firmly believe that. So good. So good to see you. Did you have a good summer? Tell a person on your right or your left something you did this summer that was meaningful to you. Talk to each other. Talk to each other. Nice. All right. So you had a good summer. I had a great summer. I was I spent a lot of time with my family, my beloved wife, Kristen, my son, 7-year-old son, Trigvi Jr., my 4-year-old daughter, Ella. We had lots of times riding our bike around Holland, read some books, did some writing, hung out with my friends, worshiped the Lord, did some excursions to kind of local cities, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit. Did some northern excursions up to the Ludington State Park area, Mackinac Island. Our big excursion for our family was Seattle and Whidbey Island, the Pacific. Yeah, give me a little love from that, yeah. So we went out there. That's where I'm originally from, is from the Northwest. So I go back. I'm at that stage of life where my job is to be a familial UPS system. I just deliver grandkids to grandparents. That's what I do. So this summer we did that. What was interesting for me that wherever I went, whether it was Indianapolis or Chicago, Detroit, whether it was Seattle or Whidbey Island, there were like mobs of people staring at their phones, just walking around like this. I mean, I'm in Seattle, and there's a panoramic picture of the Olympic Mountains and the Puget Sound, a sunset that would make the angels weep, and people are staring at their phones. They're all out in the world. They're all walking in these like tribal packs. I didn't know what was going on, so I rolled up to like this 13-year-old and said, "Hey, what are you guys doing?" And he looked at me with surprise and contempt at the same time and said, "We're playing Pokemon Go." And then I started to pay attention and to realize that this was like this global phenomenon, right? That wherever you were going in the world, that there were these like people who have found identity on the blue team or the red team or the yellow team, and it had given their whole summer significance and meaning. It struck me then, as it does now, that phenomenon maybe teaches us something about ourselves, something that we all long for. Around the globe, there has been a movement where people have found something larger than themselves in an app. Globally, people have found our identity and belonging and purpose in an app, in a game, which is cool enough. But I can't help but wonder whether it teaches us something more deeper about our longings. Are we not a people who long for a deeper identity and belonging and purpose for their life? Maybe Pokemon Go is a sign that points us to something that we all desperately need, which is maybe why it's been so popular. But I'm here to say that what we most need can't be satisfied with an app. Something deeper in us that we've got to have.
that our identity, our belonging, and our purpose, you were created for all of these things. Those longings are authentic and they are real, and we need to pay attention to them. But no device, no technology can satisfy that. What satisfies that is a community that is dedicating their desires, their identity, their belonging, and their purpose to the one who created the desires in them in the first place, which is why Hope College exists. The mission of Hope College is to educate students for lives of leadership and service in a global society through academic and co-curricular programs of recognized excellence in the liberal arts. And then my favorite phrase, in the context of the historic Christian faith. And we use that phrase not as a device to talk about a dead past history in the past, but of a historic living faith in the present now. We are here to help you grow into a people who will be ready for a world who have an identity and belonging and a purpose in Christ. Whereas what we like to call in campus ministries, our kind of version of that mission statement of Hope College is growing world Christians in the soil of hope. Growing. Let me break this down for us so we inaugurate this in together. Growing. You are here to grow. Grow deep roots. Grow taller towards the risen sun. Grow thicker in wisdom and understanding and knowledge. It's taken from Psalm 1. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked or take the paths that sinners tread or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on this law they meditate day and night. They're like trees planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, whose leaf never withers, and in all that they do, they prosper. That's our picture of leadership. People who are substantial and thick and who create life for everyone around them. Grow like a tree. But grow into what? Grow into what we call world Christians. A world Christian is somebody with a kingdom imagination. We recognize and take seriously the literal fact that God created the world and that God so loved this world. We believe with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength at Hope College, which is why we go to class and why we study, that God loves this world, every square inch of it, because it all belongs to Him. There are no boundaries. There are no nationalities in the kingdom of God because it all belongs to Him. It requires a new vision, a new citizenship, a new sense of identity and purpose. We want to grow, encourage you to grow deeper, to become world Christians that will go out of this institution to be women and men ready to serve and to lead in a global world God loves. But we got to do that in a place, in the soil. In our soil, you can't plant a tree on a cloud. Meaning, you can't just have ideas about it. You've got to locate your life in a specific place. My friends, you have all come here for a specific reason, to root yourself in the soil of hope. We want to encourage you to grow into world Christians, but here, in this place, which means that we have to honor this place. It means that we are each other's brothers and sisters' keepers. It means that everything that happens to one of us happens to all of us, okay? We are in this together, in this soil. I believe that God has called you here to make this soil better. In the soil of hope. The hope of the gospel. The hope that death is not the final reality. The hope that Jesus on the cross has taken away the sins of the world. The hope that there is a God who does not just throw you back on yourself. A God that you don't have to catch, but a God who catches us. I don't know if there's a better name for a college than hope. Hope arises out of dissonance. The world is not the way it's supposed to be all the time. But God has created a people for Himself that will bring hope, that out of that dissonance we will imagine and we will live into a more consequential life the way things are supposed to be. You, we, all of us are called to be a people of hope. We want to encourage you to grow deep in the soil of hope, to grow into a woman and a man, a Christian, a follower of Jesus that loves this world. So my friends, as we launch into this season, this new year, for some of you, a new chapter of your life, Do so with the knowledge that in Christ you have identity. Here, in this place, you have belonging. And at this college, you will discover and use your gifts for a vocation that will have a ripple effect for generations yet to come. Amen? Amen. Let's pray together. God, I pray that your Holy Spirit right now would fall on each person here. Thank you for bringing each person here. Thank you, God, for who you have made them and who they are growing to be. Bless this time, bless this year, bless this college in such a way that it would allow us to produce leaders for the future who will love this world as you love it. Come, Lord Jesus, we pray this in your name, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And all of Hope College said,
Amen.
Amen. Go in peace.